Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Brett got traded, and then he went to one of the hated rivals. You know, I was in New Jersey for a couple of years. I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
All right, everybody. My name's Andrew Filippone. I'll be driving the bus for the next 4 hours. Chris Muller not here today. Donnie Football celebrating his 30th birthday down in a very popular destination for people in their 80s, Naples, Florida. So it's me at Awesome Studio B, Bowser Chevy, and you at 412-928-9370. Aaron Rodgers said this is not a revenge game. There's no getting around it being a big game. Steelers are coming off their worst loss of the season. A preventable loss, an unacceptable loss, and they're facing a team that could easily win the Super Bowl. Charlie, do you know the quirky stat about all of the Packers quarterbacks who have won the Super Bowl? You know that one?
They all wore single digit as their number. No, that's not right. I'm thinking Rodgers always wore 8, not 12.
Yeah.
I have no idea. One. Great
they
start.
They all won the Super Bowl when they were the same age. So you've got Bart Starr, Brett Favre, and Aaron Rodgers. And they all won Super Bowls at 27. Bart Starr won it when he was 27. Favre won it when he was 27. Rodgers beat the Steelers when he was 27. And guess what? Jordan Love is 27 right now. Green Bay's only got one loss. They're coming in here with Penn. Do Penn State fans get excited about former players in the NFL? Like, does Austin Bechtold, for example, have a soft spot for Micah Parsons? Is he one of these guys that says, I want the Steelers to win, but I want Micah Parsons to have a good game? I think Pitt fans used to do that with Larry Fitzgerald. I don't know. I don't mean to get sidetracked, but that just popped into my head. This is a fantastic team. This is a very well-rounded team. They were top 10 last year, the Packers, in points scored and points allowed. Same thing this year. They're 7th in points scored. They're 10th in points given up. When you're top 10 in both, you can put the Lombardi over your head. And that's what they always talk about there. Let's bring the Lombardi trophy home. Let's bring daddy home. The trophy's named after our patriarch. Actually, it's not. Our patriarch's Curly Lambeau. It's named after Vince Lombardi. Let's bring it back here. Aaron Rodgers said this is not a revenge game. It is a big game. And frankly, it's the start of potentially many big games for the Steelers. I'm going to make another college analogy. It feels like the way that, again, a shot at Penn State, that's fine. Penn State set up its schedule with all Sisters of the Poor and School of the Mimes and all those things to start the year. And then they paid dearly and they don't have a power conference win. And it's October 23rd. The coach has been fired and the quarterback's out for the year. Steelers' schedule was set up in an NFL sense similarly. A lot of easy games early, although Seattle and New England both look good. And the teeth of the schedule, the meat of the schedule late. And it starts with this game on Sunday night. Carries over into a surprisingly tough game against the Colts the following week at home. And then even though the Chargers have lost 3 of 4 and haven't looked good, it's a game out west against a tremendous quarterback in Justin Herbert, who puts up big regular season stats, but has done nothing in the playoffs. But lucky for him, it's not a playoff game against the Steelers when they play next month. My horrible feeling right now that has come over me is that the Steelers are going to blow this division and miss the playoffs. That's how I feel right now, that there's going to be a little bit of deja vu. Last year they did it, lost 5 in a row to end the season. I think their trouble is going to start earlier this season with a loss Sunday against Green Bay. And it drives me crazy and it really ticks me off that I feel that way. I'm not inclined to think negatively, but I do because I'm just that frustrated and annoyed by the Steelers' defense and the horrible coaching that side of the ball is getting and the underachieving of so many star players there. I also don't think their offense is infallible. I think they've got a 41-year-old quarterback who's playing really well. I also think 41-year-old quarterbacks can fall off cliffs because very few of them have done it at that age and played well. Offensive line improving, that's good. Still don't have a ton of weapons offensively. I think Jonnu Smith has had a pretty bad year. I know he caught a touchdown pass last week. I don't think he's playing like a $10 million tight end who you gave an extra year to. I still think we are doing this interminably long search for a number two wide receiver. It looks like Calvin Austin is going to come back and play in this game. But I don't think he's the answer. And I don't think the Steelers think he's the answer. If the Steelers thought he was the answer, they would have given him a contract extension this offseason. They chose not to do that. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So I am interested. I do not have Chris Mueller to bounce this off of today. Charlie Borges cares more about Bucky Irving and Rashad White teaming up to beat the Saints on Sunday and what's going on with the New Jersey Devils than he does the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I don't feel like I want to use him as a soundboard here either. I want to talk to you. And I want to know if three days away from this epic matchup with the Packers, two historically great teams, if you have the same worriedness, the same fears, the same concerns that this team is going to do the same thing that last year's team did. And that's collapse. That's fall apart. And in this case, I would even go as far as to say, I really don't think the Steelers are going to make the playoffs right now. I think Cincinnati or Baltimore, if not both, can run them down. It pains me to say both of those things. I don't feel good. I don't, as Tomlin says, I don't seek comfort in either one of those two things. Baltimore is a touchdown favorite this week against Chicago. John Harbaugh, who started a year later than Mike Tomlin, 2008, has only lost one game coming off a bye. And the Ravens are coming off a bye. They get Lamar back. They have Kyle Hamilton back. They have Roquan Smith back. They have a fullback who they love named Patrick Ricardo, you might know. He comes back to create holes in the run game for Derrick Henry. I think all of those things make them exponentially better, and that's why, even though the Ravens can't win a big game in January to save their lives unless it's against the Steelers, and I don't trust Lamar Jackson when the chips are down in those moments. These are games in October, November, and December, and they win a lot of these. And I don't think they're dead yet, even though their record is 1-5. I want them to be. I'd love to stick a what do they kill vampires with? Stakes through hearts? Yes, I'd like to do that to Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh, but I can't yet. And I can't do that to the Jets. I can't do that to the Bengals yet either because they play the Jets on Sunday. And if they win that game, well, suddenly they're 500, 4-4. And if the Steelers lose to the Packers, the Steelers are 4-3. They're tied in the win column and the Bengals have the tiebreaker because they won head-to-head. The Steelers are probably going to be underdogs in 6 of their next 7 games. 6 of their next 7. Packers Sunday, dog. Colts next Sunday, dog right now on the look-ahead line. At the Chargers will probably be a small dog. Cincinnati, I figure they'll be favored against them at home. At Chicago right now, they're a 2.5-point dog in that game. Buffalo at home, 4.5-point dog in that game. at Baltimore, touchdown underdog. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven games, the only game I said they're a favorite in is the one against Cincinnati, and that's a team they lost to. And if it's Joe Flacco, Mike Tomlin's going to be urinating himself. And if it's Joe Burrow, he might be crapping himself and urinating himself, pulling a doubleheader of bodily functions going into that game. So, yes, we are 5 days away from me getting my nipples pierced because I got a prediction wrong. I thought the Steelers were going to beat the Bengals. And if they had beat them, I would look at this and say, yeah, these are tough games ahead. But this is why they were able to bank these wins and stack these wins. They can afford some losses now. Margin of error shrunk when you lost to Cincinnati. My confidence level in this team deteriorated as well. 412-928-9370. I'm sensing by the telephone lines that everybody believes in this team. They think I'm freaking out. They're not nervous about the Packers. They're not worried about the Colts in 2 weeks. They're not really freaking out about a trip to LA in 3 weeks. They don't worry about the Ravens and the Bengals in the division. And everything's kumbaya, hunky-dory, and Mike Tomlin will be just fine. Aaron Rodgers will be just fine. And this defense will be just fine. At 412-928-9370. Charlie, do you need me to send you callers? Yes, I'm at Studio B, Charlie. We don't have the technology here to do that.
Sometimes you have it.
No, I don't. How do I do that?
Sometimes when we're at the casino or anything like that, where you have the laptop
that's
in front of you.
That's Malzy's supercomputer.
Well, I don't know if you have the computer.
He didn't loan me the supercomputer for this. It's just me. As one... CBS Sports radio host once famously said to a producer when I was getting ready to do my show, it's just me, I have no guests, and my balls are flapping in the air. Now, I wouldn't say I'm that desperate right now and can't come up with things to say, but it would be nice to talk to somebody who's not you, again, who seems to be mostly worried about what's going to happen with the New Jersey Devils and Carolina Hurricanes in the coming days. Screw it. We don't need to take callers now because we have a contest coming up next. I'll just take it from the lack of reaction that you guys think the Steelers are in tip-top shape. Coming up next, though, we have a segment that we like to call the fan versus the fans. Here's how it works. You can either ask me or Charlie a trivia question, a sports trivia question. As long as it's not something that is, like, impossible, we do get to filter some of those out. Like if you call it and say, who wore number 17 for the Steelers in 1984 or whatever, we're allowed to say, okay, that's kind of too tough. But this is when you are able to turn the tables on us and you ask the questions, you're in control and not us. And the person who stumps us, not us, one of us, you get to pick one, whoever stumps us is going to win a gift card to Rivals Sports Bar, which is a really cool place. And there is a location at the waterfront and in Bridgeville. And you can use this $25 gift card at either one of those locations, Fox Chapel Waterworks, Collier Town Square, 412-928-9370, 412-928-9370. But you have to call in and stump one of us, me or Charlie. Pick your poison. You can also text us on the Edgar Steiner Associates fan text line. A person at your law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get...
It's time for the fan versus the fans. Call in now and flex your intellectual muscle. 412-928-9370. Show the guys how much you know by stumping them with a trivia question that will bring them to their knees and cause their sports minds to explode.
The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing, HVAC, and plumbing provider for over 50 years. It is time to play the fan versus the fans. Us, the fan personalities, myself and gorgeous Charlie Borges filling in today for Donnie, who's celebrating his 30th birthday with several octogenarians down in Naples. Malzy is off, so it's just the two of us. And you are playing for something big, a chance to check out Rival Sports Bar, Fox Chapel Waterworks in Collier Town Square with a $25 gift card. You call in with a trivia question. We have not been briefed. We've been given no heads up on these questions. They come from the minds of you out there. And you pick who you want to ask the question to. If you stump one of us, you will win that gift card. It's really that easy. 412-928-9370 is the telephone number. Let's go to Logan. Hello, Logan. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well, Logan. Do you want to ask the trivia question to me or Charles?
I'll ask it to you, Andrew.
Go ahead.
All right, so who threw the first no-hitter in PNC Park?
Who threw the first no-hitter in PNC Park?
Can I ask a question? Yeah, I think so too.
Can I ask a question to clarify it?
Yes.
Is this combined no-hitter or is this individual no-hitter?
Individual.
From the Cincinnati Reds, Homer Bailey.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
What's the answer?
Chris Kapopoulos, sorry.
Who's that?
Yeah, he was in a Whippy Old game, Mount Lebanon versus Blackhawk. They won 2-0.
All right, put him on hold. Charles, what are your thoughts on this?
The question was, who threw the first no-hitter in PNC Park history? He didn't clarify majors. That's a big loophole.
I have a question, though, for you.
Yeah.
By that logic, how do we know that there wasn't like a wiffle ball game or a game played between through, like the Pirate staffers? No, yeah. That would still constitute a game that was played there.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have counted. That would have been more for bleeps and giggles, you know? This is a, if it's a Whippy Old game, there has to be some sort of record for it, and it's in the record book somewhere that it actually counted.
Oh, man.
This is a tough one. It's a good question.
The only thing, okay. We also have to wonder if we take this person at their word that there wasn't another Whippy Old game before that where a kid threw a no-hitter.
I'm doing some research right now.
We also probably should have checked to make sure that Logan is over 18 or 18 and over. Isn't that a requirement too or no? I don't know that. That's more of a question for you than it is
okay,
me.
Okay. Yeah, okay. The first WPIAL no-hitter in PNC Park history was pitched by Mount Lebanon pitcher Chris, I'm not going to try to pronounce that, in 2002, which is before Homer Bailey.
Yeah. You know what? I say give it to him. It's creative. He worded it perfectly so that he made it seem like it was an easy question and then pulled a fast one on me. You know what? If that's the game you want to play here, I'll allow it.
So we got to get more, or you guys got to get more on your toes when answering these questions.
I should have asked the Major League Baseball question, but was it pitched in the majors? But I didn't. So I think that's on me and not on him.
Yeah, he worded it exactly the way he needed to.
And he gave me a chance to ask a follow-up question, and I just picked the wrong one. I say give it to him.
All right, I'll give it to him.
All right. There you go. You got me. Here I was thinking oh my God, you're calling me with a, you're putting a meatball right down the middle for me. I actually should have known better. All right. 412-928-9370. Let's talk to Lee. He's on the fan. Hello, Lee. Lee, you there? All right, maybe Charlie can't hear me. Charlie, can you
hear
me?
Can you hear me? Hello?
There you go. Got you, Lee. Yep, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? So I just wanted to contest what you said yesterday as far as you wouldn't give up a second and a third for Chris Olave, and I'm asking why not? Because the next year's second-round pick is not going to be NFL ready like Chris Olave is. So, and then what's a third-round pick? I mean, they've been kind of hit or miss with their third-round pick selections anyway. If you're telling me you got Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, you're going all in. I just heard word that the Cleveland Browns are trying to get Garrett Wilson, and they're not even in contention. So why would you not be trying to get a number
two
receiver?
Well, this team can't get Garrett Wilson because Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson don't like each other. So
I would like either Chris Olave or Calvin Ridley. You have to get a number two so you can open the field.
I don't disagree with that. Calvin Ridley, I think, stinks at this point in his career. I would give up very little for him if that's the upgrade they make that beats doing nothing, but I don't think that makes him substantially better whatsoever. As far as Olave goes, I would be fine with giving up those things if he didn't have some of the worst brain injury history of any recent football player. That scares me. He played only 8 games last year because of concussion problems. He's played every game this year. That's good. But the injury stuff, they've tried that before. They brought in Ladarius Green to play tight end. He had a history of concussions. Guy barely played here. They gave him big money. I don't think a second and third is insignificant. Is like a small package for a guy. And you only have 1 year left of them, then you got to pay him. So that sums it up for me. I don't think the Steelers would do that deal. I think the Steelers are still of the mindset that, yes, this is about 2025. We can't look ahead to 2026 too much. But the draft is here, which is a big deal to the Roonies and the Steelers. And giving up a second round pick 2 years in a row is something that I think they'd be loath to do unless they were convinced that the player put them over the top. And the availability with Olave is just such a concern. He's a nice player. I think he's almost an ideal complimentary number two wide receiver. And if he had a clean bill of health, I would probably say, screw it, go for it. But he doesn't. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Jason Mackey has shifted roles to Pirates Insider. He's going to tell us next what the Pirates payroll is going to look like for 2026. But first, a headline.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Malzi is off today. So is Donnie, who just sent me a picture of himself drinking pina coladas down in Naples. It's got to be above 80 degrees, and I have to be poolside to drink pina coladas. That's my rule. I have a rule on certain drinks. That would be my rule for pina coladas. Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. For this Sunday, we're going to see Ravens and Bears at 1 o'clock on KDK and Paramount Plus, and then Broncos and Cowboys. A little of a doubleheader, and then it all ends with the Steelers and Packers at 8:20. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find Jason Mackey, Pirates Insider. He's brought to you by Westminster College. Fall open house November 1st. Westminster.edu for more details. Harry Callis thought Washington, as in the Huskies logo, was the Westminster logo the other day, which, I don't know. I would think Westminster might be flattered by that.
A little bit. I mean, it's still a W, Pony. I could probably expect worse from Callis. I feel bad saying that, but I mean, he's at least, you know, in the right area code anyway.
Apparently, Callis went back today on the air and named every World Series winner from the last 40 years. I actually think that's pretty impressive.
Was he looking at a list, or was he doing it from memory?
I don't know. You never can tell with him. This is the same guy that when NBC wanted to use stuff from the station for the U.S. Open, he just played himself or gave himself audio.
That's a you move, the World Series winners. I went to high school with a kid who could recite every single Super Bowl, what happened, who was the MVP. Like, that was like his thing. It was like,
Did we secretly go to college together?
I don't think so. Why? Was that a skill you had? You know somebody who did that?
No, that's one of the things I can do, too.
You can do a lot of things, Tony.
All right, Jason. $400 million payroll in the World Series with the Dodgers. Let me start with this. How is Bob Nutting in these labor negotiations that are coming up here? How is he going to keep this imbalance from happening moving forward?
Great question, man. I mean, I would start by turning down any sort of proposal that doesn't include a cap and a floor. I know it rankled some people that he voted yes and pushed it through. We were told he's back channeling with other, you know, small market owners. I mean, in my opinion, to be as vocal as possible, that's with every single owner. That's to explain why this is bad for the game. That's to explain if you are a small market owner and you're trying to make the case for cap and a floor right now in a revamped economic system, there is no better time to strike than right now. I don't know if it's going to happen, but like, you've got the floor with Rob Manfred. And if you're Bob Nutting, you should be championing this up and down, saying this is bad for our sport, bad for competitive balance. Look at the Dodgers. This is ridiculous. This is how we're supposed to do it. But you also have to enter that arena with something logical. You know, it's not just going to be like, hey, stop them from spending. Like, you're going to have to give too.
Do we know for sure that he is a proponent of a Major League Baseball salary cap and floor?
Yes, we do. I talked to him about it. I asked him that a couple years ago. He confirmed for me he is. He wants a cap and a floor and revamped revenue sharing. That's the Pirates' stance. I've not heard otherwise.
Can you explain the revamped revenue sharing point and not make it sound completely convoluted and too esoteric? Okay.
I'll try. Basically, to funnel more money to the poor teams. That's the simplest way I can put it. Like, I think Nutting is okay having a floor if he gets more money to spend. Without that, I think he'd probably vote against the floor. I'm guessing at that point, but it's basically like, you know, your TV money. Like, the Dodgers have an insane TV contract, right? Like, they're only required to pay so much of it. Like, they would have to pay more, and then you need to funnel a greater amount of money, be it, you know, like national TV money, CBT tax, like the luxury tax threshold. When you go over and above, you take care of certain things, and then you funnel it back. Like, you know, a greater lump sum of that money Nutting wants to see going to the smaller teams. And then at that point, I think you would agree to a floor, and then you're not going to get a floor without a cap.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
My it does. Effort. Thank you. How about before all this comes to be, spending plans for 2026? What can you tell us about that?
I mean, I don't think payroll is going to go down. That's not a great endorsement. I don't think it's going to go up very high either. I mean, I'm anticipating them being somewhere in the 90 range, Andrew. you know, give or take, you know, maybe $5 million. I'd love to see it get to 100. I have my doubts. I would love to see them prove me wrong. You know, I'm operating under the assumption / understanding that it's going to be somewhere in the 90 range.
Why is it that and not 100 million, which about 10 years ago is what they were spending on players?
I know. I mean, economics are different. Their attendance was down. I suppose that.
So economics today are worse now than they were back then, huh?
No, I know. I know. I don't love it, man. Like, it's hard to. I'm not trying to defend it. Like, it should.
I'm not construing what you're saying as defending it. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of why that might be.
I know. I mean, I think the attendance was down. I think that's probably going to have a negative effect. And I'm just, you know, reporting based on what I hear and the conversations I have with people. Like, I've yet to hear somebody tell me, hey, I really expect the payroll to be over 100 million. Like, you know, there's been reports out that said it's going to go down. I've heard some pushback on that. I don't think it's going to go down, but, you know, right about the 90 range. And I don't have a great explanation as to why. I mean, if I'm looking at this thing and I see Paul Skeens and the team that they have, like, and the needs that they have, go out and spend it. If there's ever a chance to go take a chance, make a run, do something, give your fan base hope, like, now is it.
And I also thought that when they made some of those moves at the trade deadline, like trading Key Brian Hayes, it was going to mean that their payroll would go up more for this season.
I mean, no, I didn't take it that way. I took it as, I mean, they never wanted to rebuild. I'm going to start there. Like, I took that as they're going to clear out a bunch of money. And so if they make a move with Ben Cherington, they're not going to get a rebuild. Donnie Kelly's staying on as manager. I've always thought that. And so you're going to, if you bring in a new GM, you're going to bring him in and say, look, you can't rebuild, but, like, we have this money cleared out for you. You can shape your team pretty sizably. Or if you keep Ben Cherington, it's the idea, okay, we're going to go for it, and this has to be it. Like, you're going to, you know, in their version of going for it, right? Like, you know, you're going to have to go out and buy these bats. You have these dollars. And, I mean, if you look at the number value, Andrew, like, what they have right now, even if they get to 90, like, there's an opportunity there to spend on real baseball players. I don't know if they're going to do that right. And I hope they do it where they get like two bats, not five who are mediocre, but they can still spend money on offense. They shouldn't have to spend a lot on pitching.
Jason Mackey, Pirates Insider, Post-Gazette, host on 93.7 The Fan and part of Pittsburgh Game Day for the Steelers and Packers Sunday night with Mark Cabali. And I don't know if it'll be Donnie Football because he is drunk on a beach somewhere right now. Thank you, Jason.
Coladas. All right, yep. Andrew. Take
See
care,
you, brother.
Man.
Okay, coming up next, Terrell Austin. We know what Terrell Austin is. He's a figurehead for Mike Tomlin. He got asked some hard questions today about what happened in the Bengals game, what's going on with Nick Herbig. And he actually admitted something that Tomlin did in that game that I want everybody to hear next. So keep it here. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. I'm live at beautiful Studio B, Bowser Chevy. Chris Muller is off today. It's the PM team. And right now, I'm going to tell you guys about Comer and Cross Concrete Floor Coatings. I posted the pictures to my Twitter account. What my garage looked like before, what it looked like after they came to my house. And mind you, they got all of this done in one day. They got there around noon. By the time I got home with work, it was done. And it was a complete transformation. It was a complete facelift. I actually have a garage floor now that I'm proud of in a garage that I want to hang out in. 50% off labor on a new Comer and Cross garage floor right now for you. But this offer ends soon. So do what I did and transform your garage today. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. They'll do it in a day. They'll even take your stuff out for you. They moved a refrigerator out of my garage, and it's their people, not subcontractors. So get 50% off labor and your new Comer Across garage floor installed by the holiday. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. That's 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. Go to comercross.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.